prayer to the Celestial Queen for each day of the month. Immaculate Queen, my Celestial Mother, I come onto your maternal knees to abandon myself in your arms as your dear daughter, in order to ask of you, with the most ardent sighs, in this month consecrated to you, the greatest of graces, that you admit me to live in the kingdom of the divine will. Holy Mama, you who are the queen of this kingdom, admit me to live in it as your daughter, that it may no longer be deserted, but populated by your children. Therefore, Sovereign Queen, I entrust myself to you, that you may lead my steps in the kingdom of the divine will. And as I cling to your maternal hand, you will lead all my being to live perennial life in the divine will. You will be my mama, and to you, as my mama, I deliver my will, that you may exchange it with the divine will, and so I may be sure I will not go out of its kingdom. Therefore I pray you to illumine me in order to make me comprehend what will of God means. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Little sacrifice of the month, each morning, midday and night, three times a day, let us go onto the knees of our Celestial Mama, and say to her, My Mama, I love you. And you, love me, and give a sip of divine will to my soul. Give me your blessing, that I may do all of my actions under your maternal gaze. Day 10 The Queen of Heaven in the Kingdom of the Divine Will Dawn that rises to put to flight the night of the human will. Her glorious birth. The soul to the Queen of Heaven. Here I am, O Holy Mama, near your cradle, to be spectator of your prodigious birth. The heavens are stupefied. The sun is fixed upon you with its light, the earth exults with joy and feels honor to be inhabited by its little newborn queen. The angels compete among themselves in surrounding your cradle, to honor you and to be ready for your wishes. So, I'll honor you and want to celebrate your birth. I too unite myself with all, and prostrate before your cradle, where I see, as though enraptured, your mother Anne and your father Joachim. I want to tell you my first word, I want to entrust to you my first secret. I want to empty my heart into yours, and say to you, My Mama, you who are the dawn, herald of the divine fiat upon the earth, oh please, put to flight the gloomy night of the human will in my soul and in the whole world. Ah! Yes. May your birth be our hope which, like a new dawn of grace, may regenerate us in the kingdom of the divine will. Lesson of the Newborn Queen. Daughter of my heart, my birth was prodigious. No other birth can be said to be similar to mine. I enclosed within myself the heaven, the sun of the divine will, and also the earth of my humanity, but a blessed and holy earth, which enclosed the most beautiful flowerings. And even though I was just newly born, I enclosed the prodigy of the greatest prodigies, the divine will reigning in me, which enclosed in me a heaven more beautiful, a sun more refulgent than those of creation, of which I was also queen, as well as a sea of graces without boundaries, which constantly murmured, "Love, love to my Creator." Therefore, my birth was the true dawn that puts to flight the night of the human will. And as I kept growing, I formed the daybreak and called for the brightest daylight, to make the sun of the eternal word rise over the earth. My daughter, come into my cradle to listen to your tiny little mama. As soon as I was born, I opened my eyes to see this low world, to go in search of all my children in order to enclose them in my heart, give them my maternal love and, regenerating them to the new life of love and of grace, give them the step to let them enter into the kingdom of the divine fiat, of which I was the possessor. I wanted to act as queen and as mother, enclosing everyone in my heart, to place everyone in safety, and give them the great gift of the divine kingdom. In my heart I had a place for everyone, because for one who possesses the divine will there are no constraints, but infinite expanses. Therefore I looked also at you, my daughter, no one escaped me. And since on that day everyone celebrated my birth, it was also feast for me. But upon opening my eyes to the light, I had the sorrow of seeing the creatures in the thick night of the human will. Oh! In what an abyss of darkness the creature who lets herself be dominated by her will finds herself enwrapped. It is a true night, but a night with no stars. At most, a few fleeting lightnings, which are easily followed by thunders which, in roaring, thicken the darkness even more, and unload a storm over the poor creature, storms of fear, of weaknesses, of dangers, of falling into evil. My little heart remained pierced in seeing my children in this horrible storm, in which the night of the human will had overwhelmed them. Now listen to your little mama, I am still in the cradle, I am little. Look at my tears that I shed for you. Every time you do your will, it is a night that you form for yourself. And if you knew how much this night harms you, you would cry with me. It makes you lose the light of the day of the holy will, it turns you upside down, it paralyzes you to good, it breaks true love in you, and you remain like a poor ill one, who lacks the necessary things to get well. Ah! Dear daughter, listen to me, never do your will. Give me your word that you will make your tiny little mama content. The soul, holy little mama, I feel myself trembling in hearing of the ugly night of my will. Therefore I am here, at your cradle, to ask of you the grace that, by your prodigious birth, you make me be reborn in the divine will. I will be always near you, celestial little baby. I will unite my prayers and my tears to yours, to impetrate, for myself and for all, the kingdom of the divine will upon earth. Little sacrifice, today, to honor me, you will come three times to visit me in my cradle, saying to me each time, celestial little baby, make me be reborn together with you in the life of the divine will. Ejaculatory prayer, my little mama, make the dawn of the divine will rise within my soul.